Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Another day, another fantastic show, and we have prepared for you a very fantastic guest. We're so happy and honored to have such an amazing guest today, and she is a very, very special lady that I had the opportunity to meet just a little while ago in one of fantastic meeting for Women's Association Business Togetherness and Mentorship Masterminding. I wanted to remind the listeners that we are taping and or we're going live on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and we're taping our shows on the weekend. Also to remind our listeners that our email is radio@lizt.ca, and again is radio@lizt.ca. I want to thank also our sponsors for our show. We've been getting a lot of people emailing us that want to sponsor the Lizzie T Radio Show. And today we have a sponsor, SJ Image Creation, your fashion and image consultant. Their website is sjimagecreations.com. I also want to thank very, very much our listeners and everyone who's commenting and sending emails and on our fan page. Our fan page now, listeners, has 2,188. There you go. I just looked, 88 like on our fan page. And we're very, very happy and honored that all of you are participating and inquiring and putting your comments into the Lizzie T Radio Show. Thank you for your support. That means so much to us that you are able to support us and to want to be part of this fantastic, fantastic network. So today I have again a special, special guest that is going to talk about mentorship, is going to talk about self-esteem, is going to talk about help for all of you listeners, and here is her bio.
Elizabeth Spevak, founder of Heart and Soul Living. Her passion is helping women to have the courage to be true to themselves in thought, emotion, and action. With her coaching and writing, she helps women struggling with fear, self-doubt, and decision-making, and whoever's looking for support to build their self-esteem, Elizabeth is the right person to live confident and alive with purpose. Her website is www.heartandsoulliving.com, and Elizabeth can be reached at 416-223-3155.
And I'm going to take a very, very short break from one of actually our guests that we had a little while ago, and amazing music. So I'm going to be playing his music, and I'll be right back with Elizabeth. introduce our fantastic, fantastic guest after this wonderful intro to Elizabeth. Thank you so much for calling in, Elizabeth. Thank you for being part of this show. Elizabeth, how are you today?
I am doing very well. How are you?
I am fantastic. And again, thank you so, so much for being able to be part of the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are happy and honored that you're able to participate and to talk about your business and to talk about what you do. And we are all here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, is all here to be able to know more about you and what you do. So tell us, heart and soul.
Yes, my business, Heart and Soul Living, is definitely something I'm very passionate about. It's a coaching business. I work with mm-hmm. women, entrepreneurs or professionals, or pretty much any woman who has a lot of fears that are holding them back and mm-hmm. is really interfering with the way they see themselves and their self-confidence. These are women that have a lot of dreams, like big dreams, big passions, and there's just some fears that are really getting in the way. And the reason I'm so passionate about it, if I can get into it a little bit as well, is my personal
Absolutely.
Experiences. Because I, as some of you may be aware, fear has been a huge part of my life in the past. So there was anxiety and OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, and I remember 10, 12 years ago, sitting at my house, and I was just sitting there in tears because I was so frustrated and so discouraged, and I just didn't know what to do anymore, and I was so embarrassed and so ashamed, and I felt like there was nobody else out there who was feeling like I was feeling. And, of course, now looking back, I know that wasn't the case, but at the time, I just felt so alone, so lonely, so discouraged. And finally, I admitted, okay, you know what? I can't do this all by myself. So I admitted mm-hmm. to myself that I needed help, and I went mm-hmm. to seek help elsewhere. And through that and through a whole journey, mm-hmm. I've been able, I'm not going to say I'm never afraid, that's definitely not true, but I've definitely been able to make huge strides in overcoming that fear and in helping other people overcome their fears. And it really became clear to me over the years that my passion was in using my personal experiences that at the time left me in so many, so many tears to learn from that and help other people in similar situations. So it wasn't necessarily women who were sitting at home crying because of OCD and anxiety, but definitely women who feel like there's so much more that they're meant to get out of their lives, that fear is really holding them back. So that's
I understand.
Background a little bit.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. And that's that lead to my second question, how do you get it started? And you just answer it. It's just by personal experience. And it's amazing how we women like to seek help, but we really have to match the person that we work with somebody that is actually going through or went through and they've overcome it, and now they are able to identify it. Somebody might be able to identify with you, and somebody might be able to identify with somebody else to work with. And I love the part that you said that you're able to have to, not that you are completely overcoming, but at least you know how to work through. And people that are going through the same thing are probably going to be able to identify with you and work with you and also overcome their fear, their struggle. And you don't have to go through this alone. That is the greatest part, because people think that there's nobody going through what I'm going through. I am alone. I am unique. This is only happening to me, but not necessarily true. And I love what you share, that is, and I'm really, really happy that you're able to share personal things with us, with the radio, and with our 2,000 listeners. Yes, thank you so much, because this is value. What you share, what you've given to us right now, it's value, and that's what this show is all about, to give all our listeners value and very, very interesting topics, and this is definitely one of them. Now, tell us, how can someone benefit from what you're offering, different to whatever?
Well, I don't pretend to be the only person out there who has undergone something like this and is now making some kind of living doing that. I think what makes me a little bit unique, at least as far as, you know, in terms of the people I've seen and been in touch with and people I've heard about, there's definitely my personal experiences in terms of dealing with the fear and the anxiety and how I've dealt with that over the years and some strategies I've learned over that time. So that even when I feel myself kind of falling into that fear, I know it's fear as opposed to reality. So even in those moments, there's, you know, that kernel of hope and optimism inside me that, like, okay, it's really challenging right now, but there's hope that tomorrow will be a little bit easier, a little bit better when it comes to this. And other areas that I bring into my coaching, because they're so central to who I am, I definitely believe in a higher power. Like, I don't believe that this anxiety and this OCD was given to me as some kind of punishment or meant to make my life more difficult. I mean, maybe at its peak or its lowest point, whatever you want to call it, I just really didn't see what purpose there could possibly be in all of this other than for me to just try and get my way out of it. But now I really see it as part of a bigger purpose, that I was actually not punished with this anxiety and this fear. It was actually a gift in a way, or a blessing to me, that I could learn from for the future for myself, but even more so to help other people in similar situations. And as well, one huge piece that I found, it's not just seeing that there's a fear and kind of going with that fear at its face value. One thing I've learned over time is that there's often like a few core fears that underlie what we say are our fears. Like we may, for just to give an example to make it easier to understand, let's say someone is saying, I'm afraid of losing my job, which a lot of people, you know, it's not a positive thing, but people say, okay, I'm scared of losing my job. But what is that person really scared of? Okay, so then the question would be, so what? So what if you lose your job? Well, then I'd have no money. And then so what? And it gets to the point where maybe it's not so much a fear of losing one's job as a fear of not having that security that having a job often gives to a person. Or maybe, you know, a question is, well, I'm scared, like, what if my boyfriend or my girlfriend leaves me? Like, is that really... It's not in every case that that's what you're really afraid of. Maybe it's more like the real fear is of being alone and not being loved by someone else, like feeling not good enough to be loved by someone else. So one thing I found and that I work through with clients is, like, what are you really afraid of? Not just
what is the
what comes to mind first.
What is the root?
Exactly, because it's when you're dealing with the root, then you can really address it. But when you're dealing just with the superficial or the surface fear, it can show up in some other way. I mean, I've seen that in my own life. Like, sometimes you deal with one thing, it's like, okay, yeah, this is the issue, I'm going to deal with it. And then you realize later on, I dealt with it here, it's just showing up there. It's like, it's really dealing with the root. That's the big piece. And one other area that I add to my work, like I said, it's a huge part of who I am, is, okay, so let's say you do really well with getting rid of the fear, facing through the fear, there's a lot of mental headspace and emotional energy that's now available to you. So what are you going to do with that extra time and energy and just mental capacity? So there's a huge piece of personal development in there as well, just generally working to become a better person, making more contribution to the people around you, to the community, even if it's in a small way, but feeling that, filling that time and energy with really a productive, purposeful type of behavior and attitude.
Wow, this subject is fantastic. I love it, and I love listening to you because you have so much knowledge and so much that people can learn from, and so much. And for the listeners, what is the difference? Because, and to be honest, I'm not the expert. You are. But for the listeners, what is the difference between OCD and depression? They're definitely not the same thing. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. I mean, OCD and depression do sometimes show up together, especially anxiety and depression. And I have to say, like, just to make a little disclaimer here, I'm not a therapist. The work I do is definitely more coaching. It's not therapy. But from what I've, like, over the years, what I've seen is depression can be very debilitating, in the sense, like, it kind of takes a person's energy away. And then there's bipolar, where there's that whole manic and, like, you know, that whole big up and that big down, that big swing. But depression is definitely, like, it takes away a lot of that energy, it takes away a lot of that hope. With OCD, it's kind of like the mind is really, really active. It's actually, like, really, really active and really creative, trying to draw links between things. Like, if I do this, then that will happen, so I have to be sure never to do this because I don't want this bad thing to happen. Or if you're feeling angry or some kind of negative emotion, but you feel like, well, I shouldn't be feeling that way, so now let me wash my hands again to compensate, or let me check, let me do some ritual. So there's the obsession and the compulsion. So the obsession is the thought. But then there's some kind of compulsive behavior to try to deal with that thought because it's very uncomfortable. So, I mean, just to give an
example. It's like you're always compensating.
Exactly. And you, like, you, I know for me, like, I'll just give them from my personal experience, like, sometimes I would feel angry at someone or I would feel resentful. And I felt guilty. It was very bad about feeling that way. Like, I shouldn't be feeling that way. So instead of just saying, well, okay, like, I'm not going to act out on this feeling, but I'm feeling angry right now or I'm feeling upset right now, I didn't do that. Instead of just feeling my feelings, I compensated for them with some kind of OCD ritual. And when people hear obsessive compulsive disorder, they think, oh, like, the person washes their hands a lot or there's that fear of germs. And that's definitely a part of it, but there is so
but not necessarily
more. I mean, like, it's not necessarily the way it'll show up. And even if it shows up that way, it's likely to show up in other ways as well. There's so many, I mean, for lack of a better word, it's kind of like head games that are happening all at the same time. And one thing I've known for myself, and I think it's pretty common from the people I've spoken with as well, but you don't want people to know. I mean, sometimes the behavior is so obvious that people do see it, but sometimes people with OCD spend a lot of time and energy not just on the ritual and the obsessions and all that, but also on hiding it as much as possible from other people. Because it's something like, I know I shouldn't be doing this. It makes no sense. But my mind is telling me to do it, so I'm going to do it anyway. I just don't want anyone to know.
Interesting.
So it adds another element as well. Like, it's not just the OCD. It's also that I'm so ashamed about it, I'm trying to hide it, part of it as well.
And there, obviously, there is medication for that, but obviously the best way of dealing with this is always to have a coach, to have somebody like yourself, somebody that you can talk to, and somebody who's gone through not necessarily exactly the same things, but similar things, and that will help. I really don't want to forget, Elizabeth, to give the listeners the information where to reach you, your website. I realize you have a fan page and your phone number. Can you please share that with the listeners right now?
Sure. My webpage is www.heartandsoulliving, so heartandsoulliving.com, heartandsoulliving.com. And as well, I also have a page on Facebook. You can find me there at www.facebook.com/heartandsoulliving. And also Twitter, at Heart Soul Living. And you can also reach me by phone at 416-223-3155, 416-223-3155. And thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Elizabeth, I can't thank you enough. This is such an important and amazing subject to all of our listeners. If you are listening right now and you know somebody who's going through something like this, please, please contact Elizabeth. She is definitely not what she's talking about. Her website, again, is heartandsoulliving.com. The link will be on Lizzie T fan page. Right now, I'm displaying on Lizzie T fan page radio show, Elizabeth's website and fan page for all of you to check into it. And I need to invite you back because this is such an important subject for all of us. And we know that we know someone, a friend, a relative that is going through something like this, and this is very important. It needs to be talked. It cannot be hidden because it could ruin somebody's friendship or somebody's life. And definitely there's help, there's solution, and there's coaches, amazing coaches like yourself that is willing to work with you and help you. Also, I know you're working on a book, right? Or you have a book. I know you were talking on the E-Women's Network. Amazing. I heard some of it, and you're great. What's new in your career right now?
Book, yes, although that is part of the hopefully near future
a plan.
Right now, yes, that's definitely a dream of mine and a plan to write at least one book. But right now what's new is I'm planning a complimentary teleseminar entitled What Are You Really Afraid Of? 5 Strategies for Identifying Your Fear and Moving Forward. As I said, sometimes what we think we're really afraid of is not what we're really, really afraid of. There's something that's underlying it. And if we don't address the core, it'll just show up in some other area of our lives. So that's something I'm working on right now. I also have some other projects in the works for during the summer and early in the fall, and I'd be really happy to share that with your listeners later on as more information about that becomes available. But I would definitely like to invite all your listeners to join me for the teleseminar on June 11th, coming up very soon.
Fantastic. We'll be displaying on Liz T fan page on Facebook and our website June 11th. We will be inviting all our listeners to participate in this amazing teleseminar that it will be taking place on June 11th with Elizabeth. Fantastic. Thank you so much. And again, this is such an amazing subject and something that needs to be talked more about. We need to invite you back, and all the listeners are welcome to write to Elizabeth or to Lizzie T radio show with questions or any inquiries that you may have, because, again, this is a very important subject for us to be talking about. Elizabeth, I can't believe we only have a couple of minutes left on our show. Again, I have to invite you back, and thank you so much for participating. Thank you for being part of the Lizzie T radio show. This is a pleasure and an honor. Any last words?
Sure. I do have a few quick points I'd like to make. I have found with the OCD and anxiety that often the biggest challenge comes from the shame associated with it, the feeling like it's a deep, dark secret that we don't want to share with anyone, and it just eats us up from inside and makes us feel really, really bad about ourselves. So if any of your listeners, and if any of you listening, if this sounds like you in any way, please, I invite you, you can sign up for my newsletter, receive more information, contact me directly so we can discuss what's going on in your life, and hopefully I can share some of my experiences and some of the strategies and tools I've learned to help make your life a little more pleasant, a little easier, and help you really go for your dreams, even with the fears and the obstacles of OCD or anxiety that may be getting in the way. And I just want to reinforce, I'm definitely not a therapist, so if you are in therapy right now, I'm not saying, to stop that right now or to stop taking medication, but it is always a positive thing to surround ourselves with as many positive people as possible. And people who
and definitely I see this as a complement to whatever
absolutely
treatment the get is going. So this will be even a complementary thing. So no, I don't see any negativity at all. So, yeah,
exactly.
Listening.
And I mean, and when there's so much negativity, especially with the OCD and anxiety, so much self-doubt and questioning of our own self-worth, it's always amazing to have someone there who's really able to help us hear what we really want beneath all that fear, beneath all that anxiety. Someone who's been there and someone who understands what's going on. So I invite all of you, if this sounds like something that could benefit you, please, please do get in touch with me.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. June 11th, everyone, it will be displayed on the Lizzie T fan page on Facebook, website, Twitter account, and so forth. Thank you so much for calling in, and thank you for participating. And to
thank
everyone
you
who's listening, thank you, and make it a fantastic day. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye, thank you.
Lizzie T Radio Show. Lizzie T. Radio Show. Thank you.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.